I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1. Whole body jitters. This is not about what you think. Or maybe it is. I was reminded this week of how any time we encounter a new situation, an unexpected situation, something that we didn't predict, our entire body is in it with us. Our stomachs flitter, our heart gets a little beatier. Our mind races, heat, cool, shaking, flipping, blurring. Our entire being comes to life and we are reminded that it is here, with us and in this together. If we're lucky enough, it serves us to catch this feeling and to once again be grateful for all that it does to center and try to realign us time after time. And we can use that as a signal to again build connections to all of the parts that make us up. We can bridge those pieces to get back to the present and get to know ourselves again. I mean, do you feel that? Shh. It's been beating all this time, every morning, every night, and maybe you forgot to notice. Moment 2, I am responsible. For those of you who follow me on Instagram, this Monday, this will be our mantra for the week. I am responsible. When we are in a situation, it is often much easier to blame another person. If something goes wrong, a bad decision is made, something unpredictable happens and gets thrown our way, it's easier to look out there for someone to point the finger at. But what I've come to know is that you're not that insignificant in your own life. You're not. There's a lot more control in what happens and how it happens that you can hold in your hands, but you refuse to take it up. And sure, many things happen to lots of people. They weren't expecting it. They didn't make the decision. It wasn't their choice. But they're responsible now for what comes next and how it involves them. Maybe that responsibility is to say no more. Maybe it's to drive and help find a solution. Maybe that responsibility is a new line in the sand and a way to say no more. And then the power becomes yours again. And we're all responsible for the energy we put out and the power we take back. Moment 3, the goodness in it all. This week I was visiting a friend and she explained to me that serendipity had resolved an issue that she had. She was retelling me this story and I witnessed 2 magical things about our world. 1, when solutions fall to us, we light up, we believe in the magic, and we have so much joy and possibility. Sometimes we forget that our biggest setbacks bring woven goodness that we can't predict. Let me explain. Their mission, for a little while, was to purchase a baby seat for their bicycles. You can't find them anywhere. You have to wait months and months to get close to having one because they're sold out. Why? COVID. COVID. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Because of this flip to our known world, this ground-halting event, there are now more people than ever out riding bikes. And more than that, they're out with their toddlers in the sunshine, enjoying nature, exploring parts of the world. That really made my heart smile. And I know sometimes it's hard to find, but there really is goodness in it all. Moment 4. I spoke the truth, my truth. Over and over, and I spoke it a lot. I've been attending Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi's World Summit this weekend. They're 12-hour days, and being in Australia, we started at midnight, and it went continuously through until 12 p.m. the following day. During the event, we had to do a task where we needed to relay our story, the one story that led us here. My partner was midway through her retelling when she said, "I got through it because I spoke my truth. I spoke my truth over and over. I spoke it a lot." I know this to be true, not because I know her, but because this is the exact thing I did. That old saying, "the truth will set you free," has no competitors. It will. It will unleash and unlock your fears, thoughts, conversations, shame, guilt, and strength. I told her that I was going to hang on to that line because out of all the things I could give you, that's it. That's the thing. And I'm not talking about thoughts, those that weigh you down or plant seeds of doubt. They are not the truth. They're just thoughts and we don't have to own them. But there's something alive in us that won't go away. The thing that tells us that it's not true. We aren't what they say. It doesn't matter where we come from. We do have goodness. We are of worth. We are enough. We are creative, inspiring skills. We matter. Even if it's only to yourself, speak your truth and speak it a lot. Moment 5. Are you being all of who you are? On day 2 of the summit, Jamie Kern Lima stepped onto that stage and kept us frozen in time. One of her questions was, "Are you being all of who you are?" She meant, are you allowing yourself the full grace to become your whole self, to step into the potential of who you can become? Are you fully alive inside your life? My answer was, no. I knew it as soon as she asked it. It's a big step, isn't it, to unleash, to accept and give yourself permission to bloom into your wholeness. There are so many barriers if we let them be. But if we are responsible and this is our life, our shot, then we have to also accept the responsibility of the choices we make. And we need to be deeply examining our real beliefs around this. If you truly believe that there's more to life, if you know that you should be honouring yourself, if you're firm on making the most of this life, if you believe in possibility and potential, if you've witnessed the feats a human can overcome, if you've survived unexpected tragedies and made the most of it on the other side, if you really believe in all of this, if your answers are yes, then it's time to live it, my friend. It's time to become all of who you are. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks and videos that changed my life.